Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is season 4, episode 18. I'm Aubrey. I'm your GM. I use she/her pronouns. I will toss over to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she/her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess, bard, dragon, summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she/her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they/he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she/her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she/her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Selfieg, a 7-foot, semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she/her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he/him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Marrow, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature and being a thought.
Hi, everyone. My name is C. I use they, them pronouns, and tonight I am playing the captain, who uses they, he, she pronouns.
And yes. So, real quick, what happened last week?
I remember what happened at the end most vividly, because holy shit. So, beginning of the episode, the captain is just kind of sailing on their boat, you know, chilling, going across that, and then a giant ship's flying in the air. People are fighting on it. You know, their friends and lovers are fighting on it. And the captain's like, well, I'm just not going to let that stand. Strangers, completely unknown people. There's a dragon. There's like two dragons. And they're duking it out. They're fist fighting. So listen, I see like I gotta get in on that, you know? So the captain's rolled into combat as a ship crashes into the sea, I believe. We all continue to fight Basile in their like more human form. And by human, I mean not a dragon. They're still a tiefling. But we realized that they got really good punching. They could punch really, really hard. Jesus Christ. Who taught them to punch? I'm kind of scared. They got some cool gauntlets that they punch with. And a captain essentially rolled in on a giant tidal wave of like frost as they like exhaled. It was really cool. You got to listen to C's description of it. It slapped. And they have just entered the combat with us, pelting Basile with spells that Basile kind of crit failed one and took almost 200 points of damage, which, you know what? Good. Very cool. Very sexy of them, even. Dumis and Astraea immediately started to simp the second they showed up, which, again, respectable. I also started simping at a character, but the fight was going quite favorably to us. Vasil was dealing out attacks that we luckily could balance it with some healing, some more damaging. And then the captain was like, fight me. And Vasil was like, okay, yeah, sure. And cast disintegrate. So now everyone's screaming, running around like a SpongeBob meme, throwing papers in the air while everything's on fire. Oh no. So let's make that roll.
So yes, I will start making the relative because they're dazzled. So I'm going to make the flat check, which they passed with an 11. So, and now they're going to make the attack roll against the captain.
Weird question. How many actions is disintegrate?
Two.
Okay, never mind.
I will attempt to counterspell it.
Okay.
Using my 6th level disintegrate. Okay, how do I math?
We also have hero points.
That is a 40.
40 if the spell use the caster's DC. So 40 would be the DC if you're going by the sealed's
right.
Spell DC.
Okay, and it's 8th level, so
yes.
That does not work.
So I think you see a, like, Tamsin reaches out and you see that same, like, green cast from their direction. And it meets Vasil Dre and shatters without doing anything.
Yes. And while you were doing that, I rolled to hit, and that is a 39, and I believe that just regularly hits the captain.
Yep, that's a regular hit, not a crit hit.
Cool. And give me a fortitude save, DC 40.
Oh boy. Okay, let's do this. Okay, I need to do some quick math, but that was a 17 on the dice, so that was not bad.
That's good.
I opened up my compass instead of my calculator because I'm stressed. Let's
see. Why do you have a compass app?
I don't know. I got a 38, but do I get any bonuses from anything else that's going on?
Unless this is a fear effect. You do not. From me.
No, I rolled a...
I don't think so. Let me check something really dumb.
It is fearsome, but it is not a fear effect.
Okay, I think I got a 38 in that case.
I don't think this is an inhaled poison effect or an effect that relies on smell. I think this is just a beam.
Yes.
Yeah, then I can't help you.
Okay. So it is a failure. And you will take full damage of 107 damage.
I am not down, baby. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
To reduce that.
Just out of curiosity, what does that leave you at?
I think around 30 something. Hold on. 146 minus 107. 39.
Yeah.
I would like to reduce that further, please. With the glimpse of redemption. And so your choice if it's on, if they're completely unharmed or if it is resistance and then you get stupefied too.
Yeah, I'll take the resistance. Well, they'll take the resistance. Okay. They'll do damage.
So that will be, I assume you're also level 14, Captain? In which case it's 16 resistance to the triggering damage.
90-something.
Gotcha. 90-something. Okay. Oh boy. I think if I may, Vasil casts Disintegrate, and there maybe is like a literally horrifying moment where the captain does disintegrate as like the counterspell shatters, and they like turn into like just wind and like water and like blow with the wind, the storm that has been like circling all around them. And there's like this heavy moment where they're gone for a second. And then from the storm cloud, like a lightning bolt strikes and they like reappear right where they were, like bleeding and bruised a little bit. But this like smirk comes up and over their face. Try again.
Can I just point out, because I just thought of it, but you are the ocean. And Demisa serves the moon goddess, and so would be using moonlight to have dimmed that effect. And the moon and the ocean. Anyway, okay. Moving along.
It is the end of his turn. The eclipse seems to be at its peak. The shield seems to be glowing, and the shield's entire body seems to be made of this liquid metal, almost like it looks like the sun. And in the end, it's just, because I rolled this because he has to for the thing I built for him, and he failed, so he is unable to keep his form together. And he explodes in a bit of a fiery explosion as he dies.
What?
Oh,
what?
Shit!
What?
Hello?
And everybody needs to make a reflex save.
I just fucking exploded! Everyone?
Close people.
It is within, if you are within 10 feet of him.
Oh my god.
You're not me.
Hero point.
It is, Gruna, I'm it so is a sorry. 40, it is a 40 reflex save.
Grun, I know you wanted to murder them. I'm so sorry, but they just blew up. Yeah, they just blew up themselves, man.
I'm going to use a hero point.
Couldn't pull that willpower together anymore to hold himself together.
You said it was a 40 DC?
40 DC.
Just hit 40 again. I've rolled a lot of natural 18s this.
Yeah, like, I'm going to fail, but I'll take it at this point. Like, sure. I'm at full health. What's the worst that could happen?
That's not a good thing to ask.
Did anybody crit fail?
I did not crit fail.
No crit fail. Like, I missed it by one.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 6. No,
I can only help if it's a crit fail. So that's why I'm asking, did anybody crit fail?
Nope.
I don't think anyone crit failed. I think it was just failures.
Yeah, I think it was just fails. So yeah, everyone who fails take 42 fire damage as a god explodes.
Nice.
And what if you succeed? Does it half?
I'm assuming there's a couple, at least one person's down, right?
Surprisingly, I'm at 13 HP. Still standing.
Yes.
Just barely. And you all have that moment where you, like, cover, shield yourself from this explosion of magma, which is now unfortunately just kind of burning the ship more. And the crew in the background is doing their best. And you're all standing there in that moment. All know that the power is right there. It is sort of almost this fire given form, and it is looking for someone. It is looking for someone to take it.
I haven't seen this before. I'm like, what the fuck?
The captain wobbles, bleeding out of their mouth. Somebody has to take it.
Grun will reach forward and just kind of blindly walk because is still unable to see.
You can feel it, so you don't have to see it.
And we'll reach out towards this power.
It's there. And as soon as you reach out for it, it takes your hands. And you all watch as this fiery figure takes Grun's hand, sort of. They lean forward and they almost breathe out. And you watch as they sort of vanish slowly. And as you do, like Grun, like this sort of feeling spreads along your arm. You can kind of watch this flame spread up your arm. It doesn't hurt. And you immediately, you feel warmer. Like that even if whatever you're wearing, your basic clothing, if you were in the middle of a snowstorm, you'd be fine. You'd actually probably be making the snow melt around you. The dual class sorcerer. Let's do that.
And I think the only logical thing to do would, like, first you see Grun, like, looking at kind of the fire growing up and enveloping, and is like, really cool. And then after a moment, just the whole amount settles on her, like, just what the fuck just happened? And she just starts, like, openly weeping.
I think Joanna kneels down slowly because she's hurting still, and we'll put an arm on Grun's shoulder and Dwayne, are you... Are you hurting? Is... Are you... Are you okay?
It's... It is... Is it over?
Joanna nods slowly and says, it's over.
And Grun will just turn around and give Joanna the biggest, like, well, the biggest tiny hug ever.
Joanna takes a hug, holds him close, and doesn't say anything, just kind of pats them on the back slowly and just says, like, he's like, they'll never hurt you again, okay?
And as this is happening, you kind of feel that the ship gently sets down on the ocean.
And I fly over to open mouth, kiss the captain and Cassu at the same time.
I'm getting out of the way so you can do that. You're just like, beep, beep.
It's literally beep, beep, but I think it's more like we crash because I'm still flying on Rosalite, and Rosalite probably thinks this is a happy tackle. Like the captain can totally take a medium-sized crystal dragon and her mom and at this full force tackle coming at you at 15 from 15 feet in the sky and however high we were up. And I almost cast Spirit Blast because Soothe and Spirit Blast both start with S's and are green.
Whoops. It's, sudden betrayal, Astraea.
Seeing it so invincible anymore.
No. I turned into pink goo. I tell y'all to go fuck yourselves. No.
It's not even Talon's fault this time.
But you do heal like 6d10 plus 24. You heal 64.
Beautiful.
But I totally told big smooch. Like I was waiting. I waited nicely. I was like, I was in the moment. I was like, yay. And then the minute Grun seemed okay, I was like, my turn. And I go, freaking the captain.
Yeah, they catch you and kiss you back, of course, and kind of like even like swing you around in their arms a little bit as they're still kind of like, actually, they're not actually standing on the ground. They're like floating above it. Like they're walking on the wind just a tiny bit. And they press their forehead like against yours and pull you in really close. I missed you, Songbird.
Oh, what a good host. You know how to make a fucking entrance.
There's a slight clearing of the throat behind you all, and you all look around and see Deathweir, who is the captain of this ship and the god of winds and freedom. And you're like, we are going to be making we're going to be traveling by water for the rest of the time heading towards Cressa, and good fight. Thank you. Oh god, there's going to be so much work that needs to be done on this ship. They just look so crestfallen.
You need to tap them on the shoulder.
My ship, she was so beautiful.
Think of it like this, your ship was strong enough to withstand the assault of a god.
And as you say, it's strong enough to withstand this. You just hear something snap and fall, and Deathweir just puts their head in their hand.
Mostly withstand the assault of a god.
The captain, like, smiles just a little bit and goes, please allow us to escort you so you don't sink to the bottom of the ocean.
That would be, that'd be great. And they'll extend their hand to you and just, I'm Deathweir. Nice to meet
Deathweir.
More of the other forgots.
Welcome to the Pantheon.
Technically, I should be saying it to you because you're new, but yeah, welcome to the Pantheon. You can meet the rest of us if you're going to spend any time in Cressa. I think we're all need to have a conversation.
I think this, Joanna, gently lets go of the hug from Grun, stands up and just... I guess I should probably properly introduce myself as one of the Pantheon. I'm never going to get used to that. I'm glad that you're not just a random pirate. No,
it
does feel
rather odd, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you never really get used to it.
Yeah, and Joanna will reach out. Kind of like, this puts the giant color she's wearing, which honestly, the captain may recognize if they know Igthar's whole deal.
Yeah, you would recognize it.
But they are going to kind of like put it into their gauntlet, and it's just disappearing into one of Joanna's like gauntlets on her wrist, and reaches out for a handshake. It's like, I am Joanna. I do not know you, but I see you have close relations to people on the ship. So nice to meet you.
The captain smiles sideways a little bit. This like crooked grin kind of breaking open on their face like a bolt of lightning. And they accept your handshake. And they nod and say, pleasure to meet you, Joanna. My name is the captain. You fought beautifully.
As did you. It seems like one could write poetry about it.
You flatter me.
I'll leave that for the others. I'm going to rest. And Joanna starts limping away.
Somewhere from a one of the hatches that lead down into the ship, a woman pokes her head up.
I'm gonna check on her. Is she okay? She's like,
are we okay out here?
Yeah, are you okay? I'm gonna rush her. I was waiting to go rush over and check on her, but I'm gonna rush over the second I see her. Like, are you okay? Did you get hurt? Did anything burn you?
No, it was on the other side of the ship. And Captain, you notice that Mara seems to have a very familiar relationship, very familiar with this person. Wait. Give me a quick... You got sailing lore roll, right?
I do have sailing lore, yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
Give me a quick sailing lore roll.
Okay. Well, now. Let's see here. That is a 33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes you a moment because you're like, that person's supposed to be dead. And has been for a while, and I'm not sure if Marrow ever told you their mother's name. It's been a bit. And their mother is a famous adventurer, Amidas O'Sullivan. And you definitely would have, I'm pretty sure everyone else made you read the book, that they found about her. And you just generally, Amidas helped establish the Adventurers Academy in Ozheim. Was a pirate for a while. Kinda did everything. All everybody knows is that she vanished while trying to search for the underworld.
Understood. The captain will kind of watch this exchange. I assume that Astraea is just kind of like tucked on their arm, you know what I mean? And they're just like, you know, spinning her around, but also like watching the proceedings. And they watch with like pointed interest, and they're like, okay, I will be filing that away for like 3 minutes from now. Like, okay, we'll put that aside for now. But I do have questions about that.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, I am just being very paranoid, worried. Like, I know she's fine, mm-hmm. but she just came back to life and I am paranoid.
She seems fine. She was on the opposite side of the ship. She might have gotten a little banged up when, like, the ship kind of almost did a barrel roll. But she's fine.
Okay, that's good. I'm gonna help. Wait, are the fires still raging around?
The crew is in the middle of putting them out.
Okay. I don't know how much help I'll be if I just grab a bucket and start splashing water onto the ship, but
it's also storming, and that's helping as well.
Yeah, I can't really help. I'm just gonna like fill her in. It's like, yeah, we killed God. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's the captain. She's a good friend of ours and also gay with two of the other people in the group. It's A long story. Mm. They're very good.
The captain, how close is the green lady from here?
I assume that at this point it probably would be sailing up quite close to come alongside and help put out the fires and if people want to transfer over there and help set up like a rig to start pulling the airship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She sees the ship. She's the green lady. She clocks it. She doesn't say anything.
We do like the pirate nod at each other from across the deck. Yeah, it's like, okay, I see you. You see me. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Just sitting here oblivious, like, yeah, my mom totally isn't a pirate, and she's totally not from Ireland. It's fine. I don't have the lore. Yeah, I'll fill her in on the fight, like, as everyone's sort of taking care of stuff, you know. Let the games be gay.
I have a question. Besides the many times the captain has stated that they are a god, now that I'm attached to their hip, do they feel or look any different? Because the last time I saw them...
What a gay question.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I saw you, you were in a very bad shape, and now you're in a bad shape for a different reason, but there were some important things said. So...
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. I think that, like, the more that you're standing next to them, and, the, like, as the fight is kind of coming down and the rain is coming down, the rain, like, isn't as cold as it has been when the captain has, like, been around and used their magic in the past. It almost seems soothing at this point. Like, its purpose is to put out the fire, not to rage, not to be completely, like, untethered and uncontrolled. And even, like, looking up at them, there is a softness around, like, the corners of their eye and, like, in the set of their jaw that I think is very unfamiliar to you and would, like, only be... You only might have seen that, like, in snatches of moments, like, in, like, deep, quiet nights, you know what I mean? Like, very, very soft, intimate moments. But, like, they wear that expression now, and the, like... The posture even, like, feels different. It does feel different. Like, something has changed. And, like, there is less of a weight in the wind that blows around the captain. And there's less heaviness that kind of tears at their bones. Where, yeah, they look totally fucked up because, you know, they have maybe... They just got their shit disintegrated by a god. But they're okay. And they seem to have some, like, level of trust in that being okay. And, like, that there's a new kind of power that they seem to have been able to claim. And I think they look sideways at you, noticing you're staring, I assume?
Yeah, I'm studying.
And they quirk the corner. Uh-huh, they quirk the corner of their lip. Something you don't like?
I go, was it opening the Feywilds, or was it removing a certain sea god out of commission? Or was it both? Because your skin is glistening and it is not the rain.
Well, whilst I should kiss you 1,000 times and more for having done both, it was the sea god. Like Groon, I've been able to take what I needed. It came to me. It found me, and I found it. I didn't really think that's how destiny would play out, but here we are.
That's fucking poetic and perfect, though. I was really worried about who would get the sea god title. I have beef with the sea.
Do and you? Not like, I'm yeah. wounded.
You should be double wounded, honestly, but because it's kind of a very good pun, but no, it's boats, you know.
I suppose, given this, and they kind of gesture to the boat that's still sort of on fire, you have had a rather hard time with boats. I promise you they're not all that bad.
But not anymore, because now Now my lover is the god of the sea, and so any boat I get on will be blessed now. And I will wave over to Dumi, like, come. Come, I need to touch you. Actually, I don't, but, like, healing is so much better when I touch you.
Nice. Yeah, Dumi will obviously go join the party. Did Astrea take any damage?
I took so much in the beginning of the fight, but now I'm healed back up to full.
Okay, then I guess the captain gets a little cheek kiss and gets healed, because I can do that now.
Amazing.
And as for me, I'm going to heal you with 2 casts of Soothe, because I have extra spell slots thanks to my battle loot. So it'll just be level 2, level 3 Soothes, and it's just hand holding and whatnot, but I'll heal you and I'll tell you what it is in a hot second.
Yeah, 42 healing to Captain with the little cheek kiss.
God damn! My God!
The power of the moon.
With that, I think the captain like allows Dumisa to come over, and then like, as she gives them a little cheek kiss, kind of raises an eyebrow, and then looks very like pointedly between Dumisa and Astrea, like their eye just kind of flicking back and forth,
hold on, let's clarify this. Also, Dumisa will then just kiss Astrea on the lips.
That's where one of the Soothe goes, and you heal like 62. But
that's a good babe.
Yep. This is happening now, technically.
The captain chuckles. Good. It's about time.
Kratos decidedly looking in any direction but over there.
Hey, Kratos, I need your help over here for a second.
Yes, please, I'll do anything.
You're just as bad.
We are the same, I yell at Kratos.
Oh my god, do you have any flying tips for me? Like, did you guys chat in the other fucking area?
Yeah, let's just go far away.
Yeah.
I think the captain will, like, give Astrea just, like, 1 squeeze of the hand. And looking over at Grun, I think they'll also just kind of, like, make their way over to the ship and come to stand in front of her as well. Grun, are you feeling okay?
Yes, it's a lot.
It is a lot. But the thing is, now you get to decide what happens with that power. And that is a gift. And I hope for you, it's a gift of healing. And of power.
That's all I want. Is for...
I think you can do it.
Good in the world.
You've already put a lot of good into the world. I believe you can do even more now.
I don't know where to start. I think they said I need... the Frappy?
Joanna, just sitting a little further back. Therapy, hun.
Yes. Perhaps. Perhaps if you don't know what the first thing to do is, perhaps just taking some time. For you.
I need to think. And maybe to talk to people.
Good. I think anyone here would be happy to talk to you. Myself included. and the ocean is a good place to think. The wind clears your mind. The oceans give you good rest. If you need me, come and find me. Anytime.
Rune gives a sniffling nod.
The captain smiles slightly and then like extends their hand for like a handshake.
Kind of confused about the handshake in this moment. Like, does like a half handshake, half fist bump? Like, is there a special god handshake that we're supposed to have type of motion?
The captain smiles and just fully goes with it. Just like they just completely go with it. And they say, "Welcome to the Pantheon. Glad to have you." Before nodding and giving Grun some space to reflect and heading back over to where Demisa and Astraea are.
So it'll take you probably about 2 hours or so to get to Cressa from where you are. Especially with the winds and seas being so favorable.
Oh, you know, you're welcome.
You have one god of the wind, you have one god of the sea. You got it all.
Ideal boat weather. Anyone trying not to go to Cressa is having the worst time, though.
Of course.
You can't leave Cressa for 2 hours, but if you're trying to come in, you got this.
So I'll ask, is there anything anybody wants to do during those 2 hours or just rest, recover?
I do have something I want to do because it would be very, it would be very immediate considering that I'm still sustaining the spell, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So Sigrun will probably follow Tamsin when Tamsin decides to rejoin the group. Not like in a threatening way, but more so Sigrun's job is to protect, actually. And so
I don't know why I just envisioned Sigrun moving like Baymax.
She probably has to because her stride is huge. And yep. So Jeremy does their best, but Sigrun is like a whole size category bigger, right? So it probably does have to like teeter, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, so it's not threatening at all. It's more so like their job is to protect. Protect Astraea specifically, but you are Astraea's ally, so it protecting you makes sense as well. And I will probably meet you halfway and essentially take your soul out of my earring and hand it back like I'm handing you an apple so you could kind of see it like it's still there. And just go, we're going to need to talk about this part.
Surely you have more immediate concerns, looking over to the captain and Demisa.
I do, but I'm literally holding your soul in my hand. I think this is the most pressing matter. And I realize how threatening this looks. This is not a threat. It's more like clarification because we almost killed you by mistake. And
yeah,
so
I hadn't.
you go ahead. I keep talking over you.
I hadn't quite recalled how strong Grun's healing was. It was an oversight on my part.
But why can't she heal you in the conventional manner anymore?
You're clever, Astraea. Surely you have a guess. Do I really have to say it out loud?
No, not really, but I really hope it's not the first thing I'm thinking about because we're both baddies when it comes to magic, and I really, really hope it's not the first one. The first one being Lich.
Would this be a good time for Joanna to suddenly walk up?
Yes.
Joanna does appear and just So, Tamsin, are you telling her or no?
It's a matter of group security now, I suppose, so I do hate to disappoint you, Astraea.
Why would you be disappointing me unless... Oh wait, are you also planning on genocidal murder to keep you, you know, youthful? To keep those hips in place?
No, I don't foresee that being necessary. The energy from eating Ithdar's heart and then the opening of the Feywilds, I think, should sustain me for more than enough time.
100 years at least.
100 years at least?
Yeah, give or take, the math checks out considering that I'm technically a math gay by design. But it does not disappoint me unless you're quite literally committing mass genocide. I really, as respectfully as possible, I really couldn't care less considering what Marrow is. Marrow is the created spawn of the person who destroyed about 3 generations of my family, and we're still tight as fuck. So, I mean, if anything, now calling you, like, a bitch affectionate is kind of funny.
I will ask, Astraea, do you still have Zulzrum?
I do still have Zulzrum.
Captain, you also would have met this strange dragon plush.
Huh?
Yeah, you would have met Zulzrum. Who is, oh, I think, currently in Astraea's hood.
Yeah.
And this pop up of, and just being during this time has been hiding because there's been a lot of fire and he is a plush.
The captain looks at him for a long time.
Just gives you like a little wave with his and with his little hand and just goes, "It is lovely to meet you."
Oh my god, it speaks.
Yes, it is in chat. Lovely.
It's so funny. The captain takes that in the best stride they possibly can, but I won't lie, like, their eyebrow does raise a little bit, where they're like, oh, it is alive. And they shake its little plush hand and introduce themselves.
Yes, it is lovely to meet another one of the new pantheon, being part of a very old pantheon myself.
Pardon me?
I used to be the god of the underworld.
You used to be the god of the underworld?
Yes. Years, a long time ago. For all of that. I was a dragon. Still am, I guess.
I see. And the captain looks from this plush to Marrow, who's, I assume, across the boat, and then back at the plush. I was like, okay, I'm just... They're just taking all of this in stride. They're getting themselves caught up. There's like a little bit of sweat where they're like, oh my god, what have you all been up to? Oh my god. But they're figuring it out. They're taking it step by step.
You haven't even heard the dirt lore yet. You haven't heard about Astraea's overworking problem yet. There's so much left.
Oh my gosh, it's been a long time since we talked to you. Like, all of season three happened.
It was a lot of season three. Season three was like a year long.
In season three.
Also, after this, Joanna's like, cut back to the others. Joanna's gonna look at us. She's like, you should go catch up with your
partners.
This
yes.
person, you should go catch up with them.
Yes, but we will talk more about this because I have a lot of questions from like a fascination point of view, you know, like just a general like, ooh, how do you fucking do it without, you know, like eating, consuming, you know, casually. I mean, you did eat a god, never mind, I watched you consume, but
plenty of other gods to consume if it's something you are interested in.
I don't want to eat anyone. Well, I want to eat two people specifically. But it's not the same thing.
Not in front of Rosie.
Rosie's not here. I left her with my
Are you 100 feet away?
No, I'm not, because we're right there. Like,
distance from Rosie. Yeah. You just hear fire.
Exactly. Rosie is fascinated by something else right now. She's okay. But no, I mean, like talking point of view, more about it, because I'm just genuinely curious. And also, what you plan to do about it, because you I understand the very basics of liches. But I don't know if you want to be a lich forever, you know, like, and if not, I can put that as like a after we destroy the gods, you know, like a back burner project. Might be kind of fun.
After we destroy the gods, Astraea, I want you to do nothing but rest for at least a year.
You think I can do that now? After all these bad habits I've built?
Yes.
No.
Yes, well, that is a threat.
No.
That is a threat!
No, you can't, no.
Take a long nap! I think the captain comes up behind you to this conversation. I agree completely with Joanna.
See? Your partner agrees.
Y'all don't even know how dope I am yet. Wait until you see what I figured out how to do. Which, by the
terrifying.
Way, Captain, how long are you planning on staying, like, in Cressa?
It depends on what happens when we get there. I agree, it is high time that the Pantheon meet and at least make a plan to move forward, given what's happened here today. But, and they kind of look out onto the horizon, I still have plenty of things to do. And they smile just a little sadly before turning to Tamsin. I'm sorry. I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting yet.
No, we haven't, though I have heard about you here and there, sort of smiling over at Astraea and Dumi. Tamsin, I'm helping this group, and they gesture down at the leg chair that they're seated on, which is basically like the lower half of a tiger with a chair on top of it, and then it has snake's for arms.
So cool.
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy, Tamsin, pleasure to meet you. You can call me Captain.
Pleasure to meet you as well, Captain.
Thank you for keeping those I hold dear safe and helping with all of this. If the fight was any indication, then I owe you a great debt for even attempting to help me, a stranger. I am in your debt.
You were not. Our goals are aligned, and I will not accept debts from friends.
Understood. Then I'm glad to call you a friend.
It's the only thing you owe us is a good dinner for everyone. Not like you have to make us dinner, that you join us for dinner is what I'm trying to say.
Perhaps I can provide both. As I think they turn, and at this point, like, the Green Lady, I assume, has like come alongside the ship. Please, my ship is also yours. Make yourselves comfortable as you need. We'll be in Cressa in maybe an hour if the winds are favorable, which I assume they are.
Or I could just teleport us. It would make no sense, though, but I could try doing a whole ship. Ooh. It might knock me out.
Astraea, what did we just talk about resting?
Boo.
Uh-huh.
Don't boo me. And the captain like puts an arm over Astraea's shoulder and starts to like kind of pull her back and away toward Dumisa. Don't boo me. You will be resting and sitting down the entire journey. Do you understand?
Okay. But in a couple days, is gonna get weird.
Is it now?
Yeah, considering the time, I have the time curse to break really soon, which I'm going to have to ask a lot of people to help for that. And before that, I have to make sure that Zulzrim gets his body back, because I actually really do need need Zulzrim's help. I need as many spellcasters as I can get, and they have to be strong ones.
Yes, hopefully my body is still in that volcano.
Oh, you don't got to worry about that, dude. We still have your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. I just need your head. And even then, I'm going to need two more stronger spellcasters for a longer ritual to see if I can get you your original body back. Which, surprise, now you know.
Oh.
I figured shit out.
If a poppet could look teary-eyed, he looks teary-eyed.
Hmm. So sweet.
Astraea.
Yes.
What did I just say? You made me tired just talking about it.
Well, have this on my mind all the time.
Well, then let me... No, obviously she does not. In that case, we'll just have to tell you exactly how to take it off your mind.
Oh, it's gay.
I know. And if this is your way of asking for me to help, then yes. Know that I will do anything. Anything you ask. Go anywhere you ask. Anything
Thank
you need.
You.
Anytime. I will come.
Thank you. Also, you need to spend more time with Rosie, because technically you are a parental unit now, so...
I'm sorry, what? It's the first time the captain has ever looked flustered. Ever.
Yep, come, and I will bring you to Rosie, who is the pink dragon, Rosalie. She can shrink to a smaller size, and then I say, after I have captain, like, hold her and, like, take it in, I say, do the thing.
Oof, you're now holding a very small, very pink tiefling.
Oh my god, you have a child.
We have a child. Surprise.
Captain, looks like they're about to pass out. Just fully, just completely.
Needs to put an arm around them just in case.
They like wobble a little bit and lean into it.
Okay. You get used to it after a while.
What do you do with kids? Do you make them sweep the deck?
No. You play games.
No, but apparently you did that to Groon.
Well, she burned something into my boat.
She has never mentally recovered.
I will never recover. It will never come out. They seem rather insistent upon this.
Well, now it's just blessed by a god, so.
I was gonna say, now that Groon, like, is a god, is all of their sigils now, like, extra permanent?
Probably. But, you know, you just captain, you just have this tiny little tiefling girl just poking your cheek.
I'm just imagining 100 years from now, the temples, you know, with all the wonderful healers, and at the top, a giant stone, Groon was here.
Yes.
That's honestly amazing.
It is a mood.
As long as we survive, let's not count our chickens before they hatch.
Yes, the captain plays babysitter with Rosalite for a lot of the trip too, but also would want to check in with Marrow as well. Once they seem to be done with O'Sullivan.
Wait, has the connection made that that's my mom, or is it just like, yeah, you guys just found a fucking celebrity, I guess?
I don't know if that connection would have been made unless, like, you call her mom in front of the captain.
Oh, yeah, probably. Just like, mom, are you okay? And just like, oh, I see. There's the connection. I don't see the family resemblance, though.
Uh-huh. And I think they'll extract themselves from babysitting playtime and would go over to Marrow. You're looking well.
Oh, so good to see you again. Yeah, things have been a lot better. Captain, meet my mom. My mom, meet the captain. Just a gesture between them.
It is lovely to meet you. I'm Amidas.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Although I will say I'm well aware of who you are.
Yeah, thanks to, I did a lot, but yes, thanks to quite a lot of books that have been written about me since my disappearance.
You know, most people don't keep very many books on pirate ships to begin with, but the fact that I've read your stories should be, well, perhaps news enough that your stories are well-traveled and well-respected. At least among pirates.
As long as they're telling the ones that are true. There's some books on this ship that I've read that are supposedly about me. I don't remember doing any of these things. I was apparently a lot more of, I have no tasteful way to put that.
Did you do pirate stuff?
Oh, the pirate stuff I could say. I did pirate things. I did piracy. there were other things they had me doing in those books that I don't ever remember being that. And I don't want to say that in front of you, my child.
Okay. Message understood.
Well, I promise I've only read the stories about piracy and found myself rather inspired, so I must say it is, again, a pleasure to meet you and glad to see you well and alive.
I am doing a lot better than I was several months ago.
She needs so much therapy.
You too.
You
yeah,
first.
So do you.
I have a world to save right now, afterwards.
You know you can do two things at the same time, right?
Exactly what I've been saying.
I think that's a bit too much for me, to be honest.
No, you punch with two fists. Don't you?
That's for...
They have a point.
I look at the one-handed gauntlet and I'm like, do I? I guess technically I do, but that's too many things already. I'll consider it. But you're a god now? Hold on, you're a god now?
Well, when all of you killed the former god of the ocean, the same way that the power found Groon just now, that power found me. A kind of completion of the curse that I wasn't exactly expecting to be claimed by the ocean. Almost ironic.
It sounds more like you've claimed the ocean for yourself.
And perhaps in turn it will claim me in time, but maybe not in such a destructive way as I thought before.
I guess we'll have to see how it happens. I do a little finger gun.
That wasn't funny. They glower at you.
Give it my best shot. You give like a shrug, like, I try.
And do listen to your mother. We don't need to have a repeat of the last time that you were on the Green Lady, do we?
Pharaoh, what happened last time?
I look away, it's like, don't ask. Don't worry about it. You don't need to know.
We had a healthy conversation in the bilge water of my ship. It was quite moving.
A very healthy, normal conversation between friends. Don't ask any more questions.
Oh yes, so extreme violence, I understand.
Shut up! No, there was no violence! I'm gonna roll to deceive.
She gets it.
Oh, she already rolled to perceive.
There was some
violence. You're talking to a mastermind rogue here.
With my plus zero deception, yeah. I can't get shit past her. She just tells exactly what happened from like the minor fluctuations in voice, like, yeah, you guys fist fought in the basement. I can understand that.
Yep.
But, Captain, actually, can I have a word with you in private? Sorry, Mom. Secret.
It's okay. I'll go bother Tamsin and make sure they're okay.
Yes, go. I don't want to think about it. Go bother Tamsin.
I'll go bother your other mother.
My other
mother? Wait, what?
Yeah, it turns
Kevin's breath froze.
Yeah, it turns out Tamsin was my mom's fiance before she went missing in the underworld, and it was a very big shock when she joined the group, because no one told me.
Ah, uh-huh. And the captain is, like, looking between Tamsin, and then Marrow, and then O'Sullivan, and is like, I see that the politics of this group have changed, at least slightly. Understood.
Listen, I've got so many lore drops, I don't think I want to update you on all of them. I don't think you need that much mental strain in your life right now.
Honestly, Astraea has told me maybe four things that have happened, and I'm already rather overwhelmed. I'd rather just hear about how you're doing, or rather what it is you want to tell me.
All right, I'm just showing my mom off, like, go book your fiance, go kiss or whatever, I don't know.
I'm going. Have fun.
Okay. Just like, don't fall in. Okay. I was just gonna kind of take a seat and like little pat the deck for the captain and be like, no violence this time. It depends. I might punch you.
Okay. Well, it depends. I might strike you down with lightning. They sit down next to you.
You can try. I'm kind of curious to see if it would work now, but I've been thinking a lot that all this power is being redistributed to different people. Now, first Joanna was a god, now Garun is a god, and it's just, I don't really know what is going to happen to me. Am I interested in that type of thing? Is it something that would even pick me? It's a lot to think about. And you seem very sort of wise in the way of becoming a god. Do you have any whimsical advice?
Have I ever given you whimsical advice, Marrow?
You've given me good advice. But now that you're a god, it's whimsical.
And at that, like, when you say you've given me good advice, like, I think a genuine smile kind of, like, breaks across the captain's face again. And that, like, newfound softness and, like, ease, I think, comes over them. And they nod thoughtfully. I understand where you're coming from, Mara. I honestly found myself in a very similar position. Why would godhood choose me? I wasn't even there. The power itself had to travel miles and miles over the winds and over the water to find me. But I'm glad it did. Because even though I had accepted the fate that I thought I deserved as a broken person with broken power and broken magic, a broken future, sometimes it takes a push from the outside, something finding you, for you to realize that maybe you can change, maybe you can be different. So if it comes to you, even if you don't feel worthy, don't turn away from it.
I'll keep that in mind. I've been thinking, Zolzma's been talking about all these wonderful things the underworld used to be, and I didn't really have a frame of reference, so I thought it looked fine. I thought that was just how it was supposed to be, but hearing all these stories about how it was beautiful and filled with luscious life, I kind of want to help it be better than it is now, and I guess whatever way ends up being the best that I can help is what I'll do, because that's what I want to do. I think I want to help the people that I got to know a long time ago.
You have a very good heart, Marrow, and I believe you will. And I believe that you are in the uniquely... I believe you are in the unique situation to be able to do just that. Because while you see the need for change, the desire to build it yourself, You also have loved what is already there. And that too is special. And you shouldn't disregard it. Because I don't think that you could... because I don't think that you could build what once was. I think that aspiring to that will set you up for failure. But you can build something new. Something different. Something better. Something that's yours and is for everyone.
Okay, I'm so sorry, you're done this time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I was like, keep pausing. I'm like, fuck, shit, goddammit. I think at that, they kind of look down to think for a moment, and you get a very genuine smile back from them, and just a thanks. I'm going to have a lot to learn and a lot to see, but no matter what, I'm going to do what I can. And they're going to give you a hug. They're not going to ask, I'm sorry, just get a hug.
The captain smiles and hugs you back. And I think, unlike the other times that you've hugged them, or interfaced or touched them, like, there isn't any electricity that discharges or sparks off of them. It's, again, that kind of feeling of, like, warm rain and, like, the smell of, like, the ocean breeze that comes over you.
Aw, wait, Aubrey, I have a very important question. Is Barry trying to eat the captain's outfit?
Yes.
Now, Marrow. These are my favorite boots, and this is my favorite coat.
I'm so sorry, so, Barry, get back here.
You just hear it. You see this cat-sized moth, and you just hear from the moth. You just hear the moth go.
Barry, I've given you so much wool. Why are you like this? You tried to eat Zolzum 3 times.
Are you hungry, little creature? Can I understand it?
Give me a nature check.
I'm about Understood. To fight you, Aubrey.
I mean, the captain's like the god of nature. I think they should get a pass, you know?
The 36. Berry is not a regular moth. It is a fucking familiar.
It's also a leshy, so like...
36.
It is kind of a... You can kind of get a vibe for what it's feeling. It's just like what it's saying, but you know, you cannot understand it.
Astrea, we need your help.
Someone called me. What?
I hold up Barry.
Speak. I say, and Barry speaks.
and you just hear Barry go, fuck, they got me. Coat was so yummy.
Barry says, fuck, you caught me. The coat was so yummy.
You know what? Perhaps we don't have to have this conversation right now.
Yeah, Astrea's a translator for this little guy. Just holding up like a football.
Where exactly did you find that in the first place?
They found me, and I am now taking care of them. I say this very simply and proudly.
Understood. Honestly, that makes sense.
I've named them Barry because they have berries on them.
I look forward to seeing what you do with the underworld, Mara.
Thank you. Straya, like, what the fuck did you guys talk about?
I just shrugged, but what did Barry say? Because I heard you go, womp womp. What did Barry say?
Barry was just like... It was just more cursing.
Fuck, shit, damn it, fuck, goddamn it.
Yep.
Barry's most colorful language is all the curse words.
I wonder who taught him that. But thank you for this conversation, Captain. I'm gonna just, you know, give him a little, like, another, like, pat. I can't keep hugging them. Yes, I can. And give me another hug. I don't care.
They hug you back.
You get so many hugs.
Okay.
I will ask if there's any last things people want to do before you arrive in Cressa.
Okay.
If we have time for it.
Yeah, we do. That's why I was doing the final call.
I need to talk to the captain in private.
I thought we were going to ask Z to come back next week, so, you know, there's also time more. But there's time for, like, one more scene if people want it. So take it.
Okay.
I guess probably so there is, like, a private place to talk, like, go back to the Green Lady and just be like, Tathy, I'm going to the other ship.
You'd be like, yes, I have been betrayed.
The captain gives, like, a sort of smug look over their shoulder, like, just, like, a little one, you know? Like,
they do the thing where they're like, anyway. I've been betrayed in a very sarcastic tone while rolling their eyes.
They're my half-sibling. So we'll say without any preamble and just jump over to the other ship.
At that, the captain's smug expression kind of like, they blink and they're like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And they follow Demisa over. Back onto their ship.
I think we would probably go into your cabin, your quarters. And I think, like, Demisa, like, sits there for a second and is like, there's like 12 million things to talk about, but there's really only one that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. And so she would say, so Stray and I have been dating for, I'm really not sure how long now. At least a month, maybe two. No, at least more than that. It's been
way more than that. Way more than that.
It's been a few months. It's been several months. It's probably even been getting close to half a year. Which,
yes.
Okay. Is it too early to propose? Because I wanna do it so bad.
The captain leans back, I think. They had, like, leaned in kind of conspiratorially as you were gearing up for that. They lean back and they smile at you like the cat that ate the canary. Well, if you don't, I will first.
Not. First. You got a lot of first. Thank you very much.
Well, then you better get your ass in gear, Demisa.
I just don't want to, what's the phrase? Jump the crossbow bolt.
Consider, how long did it take you to even admit that you had these feelings?
I mean,
you waited
a long
time, Demisa.
But it was...
Those months that you've been together are indicative, yes. But they're not just those months. Everything that you've done together since before I even knew either of you, they're important too. And if you know, then you know. And I think that you've always known. Haven't you? Then say yes. Is that the part of you where self-hate lives, Demisa?
It's the part of me that's a divorcee. I've done this before and I've done it wrong. And I can't do it wrong with her.
And at that, the captain, like, nods, considering. Well, then you'll have to do it right. But I think that you will. And if you never try, then you'll never have the chance to do it right. It'll always be wrong, because you never tried.
And Demisa is just going to hug them. This is why
the captain smiles. and hugs them back, and then like gently tips their chin and gives her a kiss.
Oh, you can kiss back.
Which is, I imagine, when Astraea like finally comes knocking.
With the whole like baby in tow, like, okay, if you want me to actually take a nap, please. She's having zoomies.
You gotta come here. Hand me the girl. You lay down.
It's because Rosalie can fly now, so I would assume every form has optional wings, and so zoomies consist of me trying to not make her, like, you know, attack the ceiling.
I'll take care of it. You take a nap.
Let her ride the wind outside. I think she'll enjoy it.
Yeah, Tess can do something. What else are they for if not to be their chef, technically, right? They're her uncle.
Technically, yes. I think.
Oh my gosh. I actually get to provide one of those from my side of the family. That's cool.
And Tashka, technically, remember what we spoke about? Okay, now that you can think about that for like 2 hours, I'm gonna go pass out.
Good night.
On a side note, I used a surprising amount of spell slots. I actually haven't been this tapped out since the first season.
Yeah, I mean, we went 6 rounds.
Yeah, that's the longest fight I think we've ever had.
Three episodes.
Yeah, we've never had a fight go that long, both episode-wise and round-wise. I don't think we've ever had a 6-round
fight. Tethweir was the other one that was closest.
Tethweir?
Not Tethweir. Fuck.
Ren?
Hey. Surprise! No, Ren, we're fighting
Kathy! Iktar, yeah.
Oh.
Like, I was getting my ABCs mixed up in my head.
Like, excuse me? Are we secretly... Is this a future thing that you haven't told us about yet?
Surprise. But no, Iktar was the longest because, yeah, you had to get rid of the dragons. I mean, Remulus, you did in, like... That one was 2 episodes, but shorter.
Barely, yeah.
3 rounds, I think.
It was real fast.
It did take 2 episodes to do 3 rounds, but yeah.
There was a lot of planning that had to happen during each round.
Oh, yeah. But yes, you all do this. These 2 hours pass, and you come into the bay where Cressa is, and over you can see all of these people waiting in the harbor for you because they saw what was happening from where Cressa is. And Astraea, you can see your whole family, and you can also see Rose and people like that. And that is a thing that we'll get to next week. As you all sail in and dock at Cressa.
Whoa, we lived!
Last time you were here with the captain, city was on fire.
Yeah!
Multiple's on fire instead.
Oh my god, we didn't tell you about that. That's okay, you can find out next time. Cress has changed a lot.
Oh my god,
congrats, your mom's in trouble.
And I guess, yeah, you've got to like have officially meet Astraea's mom.
Oh, Joanna gets
uh-oh
to meet them too.
Uh-oh, meet the parents. Uh-oh. Oh,
yeah, boy. All of them. They're all in Cressa right now. Everyone. And we also technically run Cressa now. Oops.
Yep.
And Vlogos, Loki.
Yeah.
So, that's just me.
But yes, Tick, if you'll take us out.
All right, thank you again for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter @GobletsandGays. We post all sorts of amazing content. Give us some positive reviews on our various streaming services. Support our Patreon so we continue to do what we enjoy doing. See, if you want to shill again, you can. Otherwise, okay, that's all. Thank you very much. Stay safe and don't eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables.
Hey, everybody. Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gays is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those Mathrocks. So If you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code, Goblets, for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay. Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.